The efforts that saved an important bird from the endangered list, and the work that still needs to be done. That's the sound of the greater sage grouse, a sound that 5 or 6 years ago was in danger of not being heard very much, if at all, in the West, as the activities of developers, agriculture operations, and others, plus invasions of non-native harmful plants, were reducing the habitat that the sage grouse needs to thrive.
The greater sage grouse does not need protection under the Endangered Species Act.
That decision announced by Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, she says this is the result of 5 years of collaborative work among federal and state governments, farmers, ranchers, conservation groups, and many others in what Jewell called
the largest, most complex land conservation effort ever in the history of the United States of America, perhaps the world.
The effort to preserve and enhance the habitat for the sage grouse and to try to reverse the bird's dwindling population. Undersecretary of Agriculture Robert Bonney said the voluntary work on this by farmers and ranchers was a key factor, proving
that agriculture is willing to step up and make an enormous difference for the sage grouse and for the sage grouse ecosystem.
Dan Ash directs the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
This doesn't mean that sage grouse and their habitat are risk-free. Losses will continue. We must sustain, support, and implement every element of this strategy in the days ahead.
I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.